Yishalmi Barakos Daf Samach Beis. Gemara in the bottom of Samach Aleph on the Beis tells us another memra, Negeit Hilchos Barakos. Rabbi Zrikan said, Rabbi Zera had a shayla. Ahon de nosiv tumosim avarech alayu. Person who went ahead and had a bowl of tumosim, some type of beans before him, and he went ahead and he had in mind to eat it, the whole thing. And it says, what eat the mevarech alayu? What is the shayla? So again, the mefarshim is exactly what the shayla is. The way the Charedim explains the Gemara Shaila is he said that the Rav Zera explains, there was a whole bowl of tumasin, and he took one of them, a birach aleihem, enough of the other, when he made a bracha, and it fell from his hand. It fell from his, before he was able to eat it, and he was no longer able to eat it anymore. It was destroyed or it got lost. So he said, Mibarele, the Gemara Shaila was in circle of Rav Shena Salacherim. Says the Charedim, do you have to make a bracha on the second one? Do you have to make a bracha if now we're going to have another bean, you're going to take another one in your hand? Do you have to make a bracha on it or not? What is the tzedakah of the shayla? Shayla number one is whether you had in mind for this particular one, and therefore, since that's no longer there, it's a bracha of atola, and you have to make a bracha on the others. Or since you originally had in mind to eat the whole bowl, so Mela, even though this one is gone, it's like you had a das on the whole bowl, and therefore you wouldn't have to make another bracha. And your bracha, you'll be yotze with that bracha on all the others that you're going to eat. So the Gemara says, that's the shayla. It's a shayla halacha. So the Gemara says, enough of me. So I felt, what are you doing in such a case? Mama bracha malay zimna. What's the halacha making on the other ones? Do you have to make a second bracha? That is the Gemara shayla. So Gemara says, "L'chayra ma beino lebeinem esamnaya." What is the Gemara doing here? So the Gemara basically, again, there's different opinions what the pshat over here is, but according to the Charedim, the Gemara is asking the kasha, "What's your shayla, Mike Boyle? L'chayra, of course you don't have to, because what's the difference of an emesamayim?" Says the Charedim, "Ma'isim chayom adam oimin al emesamayim." A person bends down to drink water by the river. And it makes a bracha shakol, and by the time he goes down to drink, the water already left. The water that was in front of him flowed away from him, and he has new water coming in. So Mamela, there, the halacha is you can do that, and you make a bracha. No one has a shaila about what bracha you're supposed to make. Do you have to make another bracha or not? So Mamela, just like over there, we say you don't have to make a separate bracha. So what, Marzias and Kasha, what's your shaila? What is Rav Zera's shaila? Why over here should be different? So the Gemara answers, Amrin, you say, Taman lekach kivun the daito mitchilo. Because the difference is over there. Over there, you had in mind, you're drinking on the water. You know you could drink on all the water that you're going to drink. So the kavana was on the water that's flowing, on the water that you're going to drink. When time to drink, that's the bracha iskal on that. But over here, Ramachal, lo lekach kivun the daito mitchilo. Over here, you didn't. Maybe the kavana is that you made a bracha was on this particular bean that you had in your hand. So maybe that it fell down or it got lost, it got ruined. So maybe that's a shayla. So it's ain't no diamond. It's the case is very different. It's not the same case of over there. You had in mind for this particular one, and therefore the two cases are different. And the Gemara is asking the kasha. What's your kasha? It's really not a ka. Emesamayim is not a dimyon to our case. So the Gemara says, let's push it to Shaila. The Gemara says the Gemara Shaila that Tani Rebekhiya, we learned in the price, Emavarkan Allah Pash Elisha Shah Shayu Poyers. A person doesn't make a bracha unless it goes ahead the time before you break off the piece of bread. In other words, you make a bracha on the bread that's shaling, and then you make a bracha, then you break it, and you eat it. But over here, what's the shayla? Why don't you make a bracha? Why can't you break it from first? What's the reason why not? Mara says, because we're afraid, maybe the shayla. We're afraid that maybe, that if you're going to break off that one piece, and then you're going to make a bracha, and that piece will drop on the floor and get ruined, and then you have the same shayla. You're going to go into a suffix bracha. Do you have to make another bracha? Or not, be bracha levatola. Do you have to make another bracha? So the chayra, you see from over here, this gufa, the fact that the halakha is that you're supposed to go ahead and only make a b'shashu peiris after you break it, vaistais, therefore, it's a raya, l'chari peishit yishayla, that in a kanami, you'd have to make another bracha. That's why over there, the halakha is to go ahead and be peiris first. So therefore, l'chari, this is peishit yishayla. The Gemara says, Amra kibarabo, how did the Amra, that we said the halakha of this case by the roll, by the breaking off, ahon d'nasev igula mavarek alayu. Person goes ahead and takes an igula, the different pshatim of an igula, some say it means a round roll, some say it's a vegetable, and you make a bracha on it, Gemara says, u'lasa yadeh, but before you go ahead and you take it, you eat it, it falls out of your hand, tzarek mavarek alas mantinoyas. You have to make another bracha on the rest of it. So you see, gufa this shayla, that the same idea, this amara comes from this brisa, proving the halakha that we just said, that the question, what do you need to repeat that? Gemara is asking shayla, vice says that this is another amara who didn't hear this original shayla from Abzeira. And he said, l'chayra, we see from over here, that this would be the same suit, the same psak halakha that we bring down, that... If the thing you made the bracha on, the one you made the bracha on, fell out of your hand, mela, the halakha would be that you have to, from this price of Rebbe Akiva, you would have to make another bracha. So the chayra, that's the same idea that'll be over here itself. Same idea. Gemara says that the, another halakha, Amar Rav Tanchum, Bar Yudan, Tzorek Lemer, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus, Ali Olam Ved. You have to say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus, Ali Olam Ved. So, Lahaska, Hirsch, Mala Vatola. So, you made this bracha to eat on this piece of bread, the first bite. And it fell a little bean, and it fell out of your hand. And now, you have to make another bracha on the second one. That's the way we pass in Rav Chiya. But you should, before you make another bracha, you should say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus, Ali Olam Ved. So that the bracha that you said, the Shem Hashem, the bracha that you said at first, would not be considered a bracha levatola. It's a halacha we find throughout Shas, this idea. You see, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ved. It's in the Sugya in the Bavli, that this way it undoes the shame of the bracha. So Mar says, no, it's not like this. Mar says that the interesting shayla, the question is, if that's the halacha of Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ved, so there's a famous kasha that's asked by many of the Akharinim, that what do you do over here? In other words, you said a bracha. So when you said a bracha, that's when you said Hashem's name by mistake. You said Hashem's name, then you quickly say Baruch Shem, so the Baruch Shem is on that shame of Hashem. So it won't be considered Levatola. But over here, you made a bracha. So you made a bracha, the bracha is Levatola, because the bracha, how does Baruch Shem help for the bracha? So vice versa, it must be that Eino Chanami, that the bracha is the same idea. The bracha Levatola is the same din of Hashem Levatola. And therefore, it's the halakha would be that you're mechuyev to make the bracha again. That you're, therefore, the halakha would be that it goes even undoes a bracha as well. Not only does it undo the shem Hashem, but even a bracha itself, it undoes as well. And the question, how does it work? How does it work? So the Chayyur, the Gemara says, the halakha in Shulchanot burnt down, this al makab is burnt down Shulchanot, is halakha bar shenk, b'mukhus al yolam b'ed. The Chayyur is what's the halakha? The halakha is that the we say the this would be the chayra, it would be that the shayla would be in amongst the paiskim, does Baruch Shem, does it remove the, as if you never said it, or is it like a type of thing that if you said it, so it undoes the damage, but l'maisa you said a Shem Hashem. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, if it undoes completely, so then when do we ever have a brach, a shayla of Safi brachas la'akel, say the bracha, would it say Baruch Shem? And if it would be that you didn't have to make that bracha, it undoes it completely. Vice does, that since it, we don't say that, we say something brachas la'akil. And under abundant dika brachas, we don't say it. We have to make another bracha. The chayra, it doesn't undo it, it just goes ahead and it takes away what you did, but l'chachil, it doesn't wipe away. And therefore, in Echanami, you should not go ahead. And it can't be in the place of what we case of brachas la'akel is not to be able to make a bracha levatola. Baruch Shem is only b'di'evet that you did. If you did it, so then you say Baruch Shem. That is mistimas ha'poiskim. And the Gemara continues. Mara says, the halakha, another halakha, we come to in Hilchos Brachos, the same tishad about a bracha that you're making. A bracha you're making, levatola. So Gemara says, when do we say this halakha? Gemara says, the same idea, another halakha. When do we say, I come here from? So let me say the halakha, you break off a piece. Gemara says, when you make a motzi, you say you break off a piece after you make the bracha, I come here. So how much do you have to break off a piece? You know, what's the halakha? We say, after you make the bracha, you should break off a piece. So the question is, what? How big of a piece that should you break off? So machlokes until the gezayis. Gemara says, and then even less than a gezayis. In other words, when you're making the bracha on this, you break a bracha and they're making on a piece. So you, and now you break off the piece, so you're making a bracha on that piece. So how big does that piece have to be that you should be making a bracha on it? So one she is that's be a gezayis. And the other brachas are pachas mikzayis. Even if it's less than a kezayis, you still make a motzi. You still make a brachas hamotzi. You still make a brachas hamotzi. So Gemara says by the way, I just want to mention a halacha that the Charedim brings down a halacha that's brought down the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as well. The idea of Baruch Shem Kol Kosov is only if you say Hashem's name. But if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realize that you shouldn't be saying the bracha. It's the Messiah with the pasuk of Lamdeni Chukako. That's the pasuk. We add the pasuk, so it's not like the shav. What you're doing is you're basically quoting the pasuk. So therefore, if you said Ari Hashem like Melech HaOlam, then you have to say Baruch Shem. But if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, then instead of saying Baruch Shem, even better, you could finish the pasuk of Lamdeni Chukako. And therefore that, undoes that as if you said a pasuk. You didn't say bracha originally. So we have machlokas with the kezayis, or is it going to be less than kezayis? My name is kezayis. What's the reason why? We learned in a Mishnah. In Masechas Menachos, Gemara says that what's the halacha that kulon besizen kezayis? All of them, we bake the menachos, all of them have to be the shear of a kezayis. So Gemara says, mind the Amar, why? Because again, the Kohanim make brachas on it, so you make a bracha, has to be at least a kezayis. Mind the Amar, pachim, the kezayis, they all, like the Rebbe Yishmael, I feel a machzilus also. Even if you go ahead, you take the mincha, and you return it to its original state, even that's still considered your yotze. So you see, obviously it's at such a small level, even the pachim, the kezayis, you can break it up into small pieces, even that's considered mekayim, the carbon mincha, the male, therefore it's still the shear. So you see, therefore, in Achanami, a raya that even Pachas Mikazayas is sufficient. So the Maisa, we hold that we don't need a Kazayas. For a Bracha Rishona, even Pachas Mikazayas, you make a Bracha Rishona on. A Bracha Achrona, benching, you have to have a Shia, as I was going to say. But on the Bracha Rishona, even a Pachas Mikazayas, it's sufficient. It is sufficient. So the Gemara says, Tani, we learned the Braisa, Alaka. Any food that you go ahead and make three brachos means three brachos means because the muzzle is three brachos because the fourth brachos are rabbanon that was moisiv later. I will love a mitzvah later. Anytime you say that, you have to make a motzi lechem min haaretz. You have to make motzi lechem min haaretz, which means that by the way that even if you go ahead, l'mashal, people call you having like a mazonos roll, make a mazonos. But if you're having a mazonos roll, which is only because made from fruit juice, not made with water. And so maybe be'etzem it only requires a mazonos. However, if you're going to eat a mitoka suda, and it's a snuff of suda, you're going to require a bench, then you make a motzi on that. Because it's only, when you're making enough to eat a shear, a be'etzem mazon, then you have to make a motzi on the bracha on the rishona. I'm going to make a lakman aret, because ain't no vakal shoban. It's not the correct, because you make a lakman aret. Because you don't need, it's all a michya, then you make a mazonos on it. The Gemara says, 1 second, tivon, I don't understand the shayla. Let's say it's a shayla. I pachas mikazayis, blessed than kazayis, every yom ha'im malka v'shosh b'alkos. You don't make a benching of pachas mikazayis. And yet, metal yom ha'lutna matzim l'kamaros. Don't we say a matzim l'kamaros aretz? So you see that we have a kasha on this rule. You just finished saying that whenever you have to bench, it's a motzi. When you don't have to bench, it's not motzi, it's mazonos. You don't make a motzi. Fake the mura 1 second. But if you make a bracha rishayna, and you're making a bracha on less than a kazayis of lechem, now look, you still make a motzi lechem aretz, even though you're not mechuyev to bench because less than a kezayis. So you see that you do the rule of not making this halacha of that you don't make a motzi if it's less than, you don't have a chiyuv to bench,
L'chayre is shver. It's a stira. The Gemara says, if Yaakov Yaakov L'shah Minim, Nitzuch. And now for other Minim, we're talking about to exclude other Minim. In other words, we're not talking about Enoch and Ami by bread. That's Hamotzi. But however, by other Minim that we say, there, then Halach is, you don't recite Hamotzi, then you don't say Hamotzi if you don't have enough of a shear to make the benching, then the Halach there is you don't say Hamotzi. That is the way the Pei Moshe learns the Gemara. Ashar Minim Nitzurcha. The Gemara is not discussing. You misunderstood. The Gemara says they're making a difference between pachos and kesayas or less. No, we're talking about the difference of minim, whether it's bread or other types of things. The ma'aser kedera, you cook something, a pas barbekisnin, but you want not kovei a suda on it. So there, you don't make pas ayres, pas doichen, rice cakes, etc. You don't bench on it. Then the question is, what bracha do you make on it? So you don't make hamotzi. And you don't make hamotzi. And lamaisa we paskin alokah l'shukhan aruch that way. The Rambam paskins that way. But Chabad does not paskin that. That's why you have a shayla in the person eats a matzah. What bracha do you make a matzah? So the Sfaradim, paskin like the Rambam, the Rif, the alokahs, they make a mazonos. Because you're not enough to make a bench, so it's mazonos. You don't make hamotzi. But we, the Ashkenazim, make hamotzi on it. But it's goof on this Shaila Rishon, based upon this Machlokes Rishonim, on how the Gemara paskins by Shar Minim, what's the halacha? Do we say that you need to have this, based on this Sugya of the Gemara, if you don't have, if you don't benching, you don't say benching three brachos, does it require a din of Hamaitzi or not? Does that change the status of the brachos? So the Gemara answers, by Shar Minim is different. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara's teretz. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba b'shem Rav, going to another halacha l'gabi suda, got mesubin asurin litom klum. Those who are sitting together are not allowed to eat anything. Achitam yivarek until the person makes the bracha. This is a nogel halacha l'maisa. Person l'marshal, person going ahead and making yotzi kiddush, yotzi kiddush, and one person yotzi kiddush all the people at the table. They can't drink wine until the toya, the person l'varek. Until he tastes first. Same thing with eating. A person cuts up challah, he's supposed to first take a piece of challah himself, the person who was yotz everybody else, and then everyone else eats. But if you're going to distribute it to everybody else, they're not supposed to eat until the mevarech himself eats the sugya and mesekos brachos. And this is halacha l'machab, and the pasuk like this in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha that we're not supposed to be toyam anything without the person. Until the person himself, Mavarek himself, eats the thing. Okay. Says the Gemara, this halacha, Yishuv Levi, another halacha that brings down Shoysin, the halacha is Shoysin, Af, Apishalo Shasa. The halacha, but drinking, they're going to drink even if the person didn't drink yet. My halacha, what's the difference? Why the difference? Gemara just said halacha, Yishuv Levi, we've got to be eating. Now we're saying, got to be drinking is different. Why should it be the difference? It should be the same halacha. If it's not correct, it's not right to do, what should be the difference between drinking or eating? So the Gemara says, "Is enough kumina madamar rav shoyu bokulam zukakel kikarakon." We're talking about the halacha when you're allowed to eat is when everyone needs to go ahead and they all ate from the same loaf of bread. So therefore, when everyone's eating from the same loaf of bread, then a person who makes the bracha he should make first. That's what it is. However, in a person in a sugya where madashuba leivukav shayaya kolecha kos biado, everyone has his own kos. So then the halacha would be that each person could drink from his own kos, does not have to be totally on the mevorah. Example with this would be the mashal of the Leil Seder. Leil Seder is maybe the father of the whole house, the person who's running the Seder. He makes the Kiddush out loud, and everyone's holding on to their own kos, because you have to have dalat kosos. So mele there, does everyone have to wait to drink their kos till the mevorah rings? That's a no, because everyone has their own kos. And the sugya pas can see that's enough community between between the two sugyas, between the two shitas, between drinking, everyone has his own kos. As the Gemara says in Pesachim, everyone has his own kos. Therefore, halacha is you don't have to wait. You could drink for it without having to wait. You don't have to wait. It's only when it's sharing the same one loaf of bread. But otherwise, the halacha would be that everyone could drink, and that's why we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that halacha. So, Gemara like this. Gemara says another halacha. Gemara says Tony, we learned the halacha mevarech pesha yodo betchila. The person goes ahead, and the person's mevarech, he goes ahead. Mara says he reaches first. Mara says, what does he do? Yodo pesha betchila. He's the one who gets first. He's the one who reaches first. In other words, the person's mevarech is not only mechubed with taking the first piece of bread, the first piece of challah, but everything that comes afterwards, he also is first. He's the one who gets it first. He's mechubed with that first. He makes the rest of the suda is discussed as well. This is shayla the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha that this is something that he's the one poshi yad the betchila lekara. He's the one that gets first, and all the things that subsequently comes, he's the one that gets first. So Gemara says that's what is coming to him first. However, if he wants to mechabed tamakakam, a rav there, a zakein, someone first, and he wants to mechabed him, then the luck is you're able to do that. Now, this is different. Legabe the bread, legabe the challah, doesn't make a difference who is there. He has to be toyam first. He has to be the bamvarech should be toyam himself first, but anybody else can eat. Even if someone who's a gadol menu, but chachma is older, and his chachma, father or grandfather, still the but over here, by other food, there he can mechabed other people. When we mechubet in him, there he can mechabe people to eat first. That is the halacha different over there. You go ahead to do so, mechabe that person first. That is not a problem. Says the Gemara, Rav HaKad HaVikotzi, when Rav would go ahead and make the bracha, he'd cut the bread. Avitoyim Mismola Mafli Bimina. He would go ahead, taste it with his left hand, take a piece, eat with his left hand, and with the right hand, he would give it out to everybody else. So he would try to do, what was the idea? What's the concept over here? Says the Moshe, Kishayitar, Paris Lechem, Turn me Yodam Asmol. So therefore, he's be able to eat first. Then, Mitoka Mafli Mismola Biaminis, Kamashon Varas, Solita Matkila. And Mashiach, he wrote Salmaya, below Yatkino. He doesn't want people to have to wait. So he wanted to mechabe people with eating. At the same time, the halakha is yimachuyif to Tom first. So he would use two hands. The Rav would go ahead with the left hand, he would take the piece and put it into his mouth. And with the right hand, he would distribute it to everybody else. So he would not have to be awake. They wouldn't have to wait. They'd be able to eat right away. That is one way to learn the Gemara. One way to learn the Sugya. And there are others who learn the Sugya a little bit different. The Haredim learns the Gemara a little bit different into what is Hanog, what he would do, but this is the way Mefarsh will learn that he would go ahead and he would give everyone first. He's accomplishing in a sense both the mechabed the oilam as well as going ahead and taking care of the problem of being torn first. Now the Gemara says Rabun Amar Manda Masavak Parak Basar person went ahead and made a motzi, and then he went and he spoke. Mara says, what did he say? He said, Kasavoy. We tell him to go ahead and take. Mara says, what's the halacha? In other words, we tell him to go take bread. It's not an hefsik bracha. We know normally a person is not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the eating. And over here, he said to his people here, take the bread. He distributed the bread. And he said, take a piece of challah. And he said that before he ate himself, the halacha is not mechuyif to repeat the bracha again. It's not considered a hefsik in the bracha. It's not considered a hefsik in the bracha. Because it's main ocha, it's main amaika, it's part of the speech, it's part of what, it's a tzorek amaika, a tzorek abraka. It's not considered like the Gemara says over there, tul barak, he said take her. That would not be considered as if he's being mafsik in the bracha. It says the prey mosha, that's only if he tells him to go ahead and eat. But if he goes ahead and takes it here, go give this to the animals, give this piece to the animals, that would be considered a hefsik. That is not what we're talking about. That would be asked here to go ahead that they should be eating because they're waiting to eat also because they would be yotzu with the bracha mavarek. So therefore, that's okay. But if he tells them to go give it to your animals, I'm going to explain that would not be considered. That would be considered a hefsik. And then Marzen explained. Marzen says, "Imaj hefsik bracha." Ah, if you know Taraya, if you give it to your oxen, yeshu, that would be considered hefsik bracha because that's not meina bracha. That is not meina bracha because there's no shaykes to the bracha. Therefore, in such a case, it would be. Ay, the halacha is that we know the halacha is on a Sabbath, the pasuk in Shema that we say all the time, you have to give to eat, then you go ahead. So first should be given there, and therefore some sheet is holy, they would not consider hefsik because it's part of what you're going to do. But ma'ena bracha, though it's a hefsek. So then you should give them before you make the bracha, before you eat, before you wash for the bracha. But lamaisa, even though ena kanami, you're supposed to do that, but it's not ma'ena makah, ena bracha, and therefore that would be considered a hefsek. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, hada shisasa v'ada mursa shikakasa. If he says this shatisa or this mursa shatah, this ground up mursa, I'm a love shahakal. You put say shahakal. Halacha is this. He says this person. The person says this halacha, which means, in other words, you go ahead and you're having something here, and you're something that's generally a shakal. It's not clear what the bracha is. So Gemara says you go ahead and you do that. You're making a bracha, and you want to go and give out this bracha. So Gemara says you do that. Only a shakal on it. So telling you this type of food is telling you halacha. You would think there's some grains mixed in, and therefore it should be considered a different bracha. Gemara says, no, it's only a shahako. What is the reason why it's a shahako? So it says the mukha gemara galanka, and the rakha, even though it's mixed together with grain, however, since it's cooked together and it's made very, very thin, it's considered a shahako. The ava, barmin name is zonus mabar, says the quotes the gemara in the brachos, that if it would be made very thick, says the Rosh Shalu, then halach would be a different bracha that would be considered mimzonos. But it's made in this thick, in the thin portion, and it's made up in a very, very thin thing. Therefore, it would be considered not a double thick, it's not a micro. We don't get the grain, is this sort of disintegrates, it's cooked out, and therefore it's not considered anything, and there's only a shahakol in the bracha. Says the Gemara, another bracha. Person puts food into his mouth, the shakol bruch, and then before you swallow it, you realize you make a bracha. If it's mashkin, you spit it out because you can't swallow it without a bracha. If it's solid food, you put it on the side of your mouth and you make the bracha. Now, really, you're not supposed to have something in your mouth when you make the bracha. So, therefore, you really should spit it out. However, a dover, so if it's solid food, it's a dover moss to spit it out. It's disgusting. Liquid is not disgusting. Liquid, spit it out so you're not being nena without a bracha. Solid food, since it's disgusting, it's not good. You can put it on the side of your mouth. Liquid, you can't put it on one side of your mouth. The male, since you could do that, but the evidence will allow you to do it this way, and you don't have to spit it out to be yotze to make the bracha, and yotze and it can make the bracha that way while it's still considered on one side of your mouth. I feel Eichlin Bolton. He disagrees. Even if it's solid food, you still have to spit it out. You can't do that. Why? Shtaking the pasik, a pasik in Tehillim. Mole piti lasecha, kol yom tevatecha. My mouth is filled with your praise, and all day tevatecha sings your praises. So therefore, you see that your whole mouth, picha, your mouth is filled with your praises. You can't say your mouth filled with your praises if you have something else in your mouth. Therefore, even though it's a davar mois, when you spit out solid food, the luck is you're supposed to spit it out. You're not supposed to. You have to spit it out. So therefore, you can't say the bracha properly. Therefore, now lemaisa, we paskin the. What do we do? Lekar, we have two shittas here in Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, bring down both of the shittas again. But there, the Gemara says it's enough to mean what it is. If it's something that's hard, you can spit it out. You can maybe put it back into your mouth. If it's something hard, that's solid. But if it's something where you chewed it up now, and if you beat this, if your tummy spit it out, it's going to be davamos, your grapes or something like that, which you chewed it, but now it's no longer able to take out of your mouth without being destroyed, without ruining, without being a davamos, then all of that would be different, then you don't spit it out. So therefore, the Gemara there is sort of miyashi both shitas into one shita, but therefore it's nabavi pasna locha, you should do that. Because if it's going to spit out, let's say something hard, a double that you could spit out, you could put it back into your mouth and eat it, that's the right way to do it. But if it's going to spit out and it's going to be ruined, you won't be able to put it back as baltashis. Therefore, you should be somech on the shita that says that you could go in and spit out even if something solid and have to make a bracha. But if you can, then you should put it on the side of your mouth. Yerushalmi seems to be machlekes, two different shitas, which one you should paskin. It doesn't seem to be machria as to what the proper procedure is. And we see in Shulchan Aruch what to do. In Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Bavli, that in Akanami, that if you can, mashki is spit out, but a dover, a solid thing in Akanami, a person should go ahead and put litzdadim and be able to, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and to be able to make the bracha with one side of your mouth, that's the proper way. If there's no other way to spit it out of your mouth, that is the proper procedure. The Rive, the Rush, Paragam Varach, Akha, Bli, Kivin Shneska, Odom Epib. the Kesach over Leis Yosef. Therefore, you can go ahead and do that. And there's some shittas that hold that even if you swallowed it, you can still make the bracha on what you ate before you put something else into your mouth, because L'maisa, it's like tok de dibur, so-called, that you're doing. Now, we don't pass in that way. So if L'maisa, let's say there was only one thing you're eating, you're not eating something else later, we pass and you cannot make another bracha on the on what you just swallowed, and you do not make another bracha on what you just finished. It's too late for that bracha.